It's hard to believe that it was nearly 60 years ago when WIEL went on the air. I was privileged to be the station manager for 20 years, 1952 to 1972. The station was 2 years old when I left a position at WKCT Bowling Green and came to Elizabethtown as general manager. I was the third manager of the station, following Bill Harris and Walt Gaines. Harris stayed on as an announcer and salesman for several years. In the early days, Calvin Dewey Skaggs was our main salesman. I hired Bill Walters, now owner and manager of WAKY, and Mike Baldwin, son of our chief engineer Tom Baldwin, also now with WAKY, and both were outstanding salesmen. Local news and sports were our mainstay. Dick Curtis did our local sports. He was an outstanding play-by-play man and could have gone to larger stations. We were lucky to keep him. Bill Earl was an avid local newsman. He gathered local stories and made notes that nobody else could read. He read from those notes on the air. And for a period of 3 years in the late 50s, WIEL was the originating station of a statewide network carrying the University of Louisville basketball games. I did the play-by-play. We also originated a statewide network of University of Kentucky football games for 1 year. During my tenure, we increased daytime power from 250 watts to 1,000 watts, and we joined the ABC network. And then the most popular ABC program was the daily program of Paul Harvey, news and commentary. The local men who started WIEL were Clifford Deeks, William Hodges, Stokes Bowling, Holly Skidmore, and Horace Tabb. They all maintained a very keen interest in WIEL programming and, of course, its income. And all are now deceased. I was made a partner in new businesses that we ventured into. We bought WLBN Lebanon. We established the first cable television system in Elizabethtown, and we bought an outdoor advertising company. All of my relations with WIEL, staff, owners, and advertisers were very pleasant. I'm sorry the station is no longer on the air. I resigned as WIEL manager in November of 1972 after being elected to the United States Senate.